pages 183 and 184 of A Separate Piece by John Knowles. However, present in every moment of every day since Dr. Stanpole had told me, Finney had a vitality which could not be quenched so suddenly, even by the marrow of his bone. That was why I couldn't say anything or listen to anything about him, because he endured so forcefully that what I had to say would have seemed crazy to anyone else. I could not use the past tense, for instance, and what they had to say would be incomprehensible to me. During the time I was with him, Phineas created an atmosphere in which I continued now to live, a way of sizing up the world with erratic and entirely personal reservations, letting its rock-like facts sift through and be accepted only a little at a time, only as much as he could assimilate without a sense of chaos and loss. No one else I have ever met could do this. All others at some point found something in themselves pitted violently against something in the world around them. With those of my year, this point often came when they grasped the fact of the war, when they began to feel that there was this overwhelmingly hostile thing in the world with them. Then the simplicity and unity of their characters broke, and they were not the same again. Phineas alone had escaped this. He possessed an extra vigor, a heightened confidence in himself, a serene capacity for affection which saved him. Nothing, as he was growing up at home, nothing at Devon, nothing even about the war, had broken his harmonious and natural unity. So at last, I had.